It's time to go to work, Lady Mayor. It's time. Yeah, go ahead and put your headphones on. And Nancy Berry's with us this morning, the mayor of College Station. Slide that over there. How are you today?
I'm terrific. Thank you.
You caught election returns from the comfort of your home because you weren't running for anything.
Amen.
But obviously, the election result's a little unusual. I've been doing this for a long, long time, and we usually end up having a winner by the time things are over with, and we didn't last night. So talk to me. You can't hear me? You can't hear me? Okay.
No.
Okay, I can hear you.
Okay.
So here, yeah, take those off and we're good.
Okay.
Oh, it's not plugged in.
Oh,
there we
way.
Go. Right in front of you. Right, no, back in the front. There you go, right there. See, we're teaching her how to be...
all right, yeah.
Now you'll have a... you can have a career in radio when this is all done.
Yeah, just learned how to plug in the mic. That's always
it.
Important, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So now, most of us didn't understand provisional ballots last night, and fortunately Christy Rowe was there, and she was able to tell us about provisional ballots, but this is something that explained to our audience, as you understand, now what happens.
Well, what I understand is provisional ballots are ballots by individuals who have come up to vote in a precinct they either may or may not be eligible to vote in, and they don't have the proper voter identification. So they vote, but their ballot is cast aside, so to speak, and then after the election, the voter board will look at that provisional ballot, not the ballot itself, but the individual to say, yes, this person is a registered voter, just didn't happen to have their proper ID and the vote counts, or this person doesn't belong in this precinct, or voter registration is not valid for whatever reason, and then the vote doesn't count. Since the election is so close, they will look at those provisional ballots, and I understand they have 3 days to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The things that's really kind of most interesting and could really change the outcome is that there's 700 federal ballots. And
right.
My understanding, these are from either individuals who are traveling overseas or out of state or the military. And so the 700, I'm not sure if those are 700 for Brazos County or if they're... or if they're for College Station specifically, then, of course, they would be in the county. But in terms of where those 700
sure,
votes
not,
are going to be.
Sure, not all of those may even have a voice or an ability to
right,
vote.
Right, and we saw
race.
Some undervote, too. So there
sure.
may be people who are voting in the congressional or gubernatorial and not local. So it's enough numbers out there that it could change the election. And
so as one member of council, how do you feel about this idea of municipal races being held at the same time as the elections that we had last night?
I'd really like to look at it. I'm not quite sure that I'm 100% on board with that. I think we have our local issues are very specific, and I think they become more general in November because you're fighting for airtime and air just to... communicate with the voters who are inundated by, you know, the gubernatorial, the congressional, county races, and then we didn't have a Senate race this time, or in 2 years we're going to have
a presidential race.
Sure. race,
yeah.
And so and those are party driven, and so and we really are nonpartisan, so I'm not sure that I'd be in favor of. A November ballot.
Yeah.
Be interesting, though. I mean, it'd be interesting to study it a little bit. But my gut reaction straight off says maybe not.
One of the discussions, of course, was being able to, you needed to go all the way to the bottom of the ballot to vote on that and the referendum. And city council notwithstanding, there were plenty of people who found their way down to the bottom of the ballot to talk about the transportation fee. That was a pretty strong message that was sent by the residents.
You think so, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well... I think there's no question about how the voters felt on that one, and I think we'll take note.
Nope.
No
so,
question.
Obviously, that's the next question. Now where do you go? You got to go find a pile of money because there's not any doubt just because you don't have a transportation fee doesn't mean that the problems go away.
That's exactly right. And we had talked about this transportation fee as an idea in our strategic planning retreat back in June. There were several of us who... did not feel that this was the way to go, that street maintenance and rehabilitation was basically part of our core services, and that's what our general revenue where the city was should be used for. And as we went through the budget this past year, we did, in fact, move some money out of some other funds to put into road repair. I think the year before, they had put less than $300,000 for road repair, and the figure we were told was we needed somewhere between $900,000 and $1 million. And I think we moved about $250,000 from other places into road repair, so we're probably up around $500,000-$600,000 this year. So we're making progress. But when you look at a budget, you're looking at revenues, you're looking at expenditures and what you have to do and what you might like to do. And what you have to do first. And to me, roads infrastructure is, if not job one, it's at the top three.
Well, it is. A lot of people use the roads.
Everyone does.
So you've got the road rehabilitation that needs to be taken care of. You've got obviously some situations where every department is squeezed as far as budget is concerned. You have to hire a city attorney, and then you have the situation with Welborn. All of that overarching the idea that this is a council that's going to have to find a city manager soon, and all of those elements that the city is facing is going to be what prospective candidates will look at to decide if this is something that they want to do. Where are we in that process, and in your view, how should it be handled, finding a new city manager?
Okay, well, the council has, and of course we want to get our new council person involved in this as
sure.
well, because it's a group decision, and we're pleased to that once the final vote comes in and we have a declared winner, we're excited to be back at full strength at all seven council people. The city manager search, we publicized it in all the regular places you would think you would look for a city manager, the Texas Municipal League, the International League of City Managers, and a variety of other online sites. We opted not to use a consultant. We were looking to save some money. The deadline to apply was October 31st. I am the only one that has the password to review those, but
okay.
I have not looked at them because of, you know, the election, and we'll wait and visit with the council about that. To my knowledge, there's about 50 applicants that we've received. I have, as I said, haven't looked at them, so don't know if how many are meet the qualifications, how many don't, stuff like that. So we'll take a first blush at that. I'm hoping we'll use the same process we used for the city secretary, and that is a couple of council people went through the applications, kind of weaned them down between those that were qualified, those that weren't, those that looked interesting, and we ended up having, maybe a dozen or 15 or so, and then we brought that back to the council and kind of made some recommendations and discussed it, and then we, a subcommittee...
Mm-hmm.
Of three, did telephone interviews of about a half a dozen, and then from those telephone interviews, we brought in three for finalists.
And you plan to be on that subcommittee?
If it's the will of the council, I was on the one that was for the city secretary. But our plan is to get a city manager first before we look at the city attorney.
And just, again, one member of council, more inclined toward being somebody from Texas or outside of state?
My personal view is Texas.
Okay.
I think that, you know, we're different enough that we do things differently that I'd like to have somebody, doesn't have to live in Texas at the moment, but someone who has managerial experience in the city level at some point in his or her career in Texas.
Finally, Nancy Berry joining us this morning. Finally, Welborn, let's see, we're now almost 2 weeks away from a meeting that y'all had. You and a couple councilmen went out and talked to the people from Welborn. Have we kicked the can farther down the road? Have we seen anything that, in your opinion, brings this toward any kind of a resolution?
I'm hoping we're moving towards a resolution. We've had two meetings with the full council. We had another meeting where it was Councilman Lusink and myself and about nine people from the Citizens for Welborn. I had thought after that conversation, after actually had it sort of had broken up and there were just a few of us left, that one individual had said, or two individuals said, well, you know, we're not, you know, the map isn't final. And that was the first time we had heard that. And I was very excited that we could possibly move past the map. But then I subsequently received a couple of emails that said that those individuals didn't speak for all the citizens of Welburn. So I'm hoping that we'll have a very brief... I had a brief meeting, well, it wasn't that brief, but with one individual who's on the Citizens for Welburn, and I'm hoping to have another one where it's just another council member and myself, and see if there's some sort of middle ground that we can reach. I think the council is unanimous in the fact that Welburn needs to be preserved, and we want, you know, we want to be good neighbors. We want to work together. How that is exactly achieved is what we're talking about. It's an interesting interesting times we live in, as always.
Exactly. Well,
and we do need to, I think we need to reach a resolution on Welburn, and we also need to get the input of our newest council member.
So now, to be clear then, I mean, you came away from that meeting, and the discussion was that there was a new map, but now we're going to have to back away from that?
Well, the meeting was essentially over. One gentleman left, and then several other people left at the same time. And so the few people that were left, when we were literally standing at the door and the meeting was over and saying goodbye, and, you know,
this was kind of rolled into the room, huh?
Kind of rolled out of the room, and as we were rolling out, and, you know, some people said, well, you know, we just can't live with this map, because this map doesn't look like Welburn. It doesn't look like what any of us think Welburn looks like. And someone says, well, you know, we don't really care about the map. Well, wow.
That's a pretty significant statement.
It was huge. And I got so excited, because I thought, okay, now we can, you know, now we can really start to talk. Because that, as far as I was concerned, and I think council as well, that was really a barrier to going forward. But as excited I was at that point, then they pulled back a little bit and said, wait, those individuals don't talk for all of us.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm still hoping that there's some middle ground that we can find, that we can make accommodations that what we all think of as historic Welburn can be preserved.
Yeah, we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Absolutely.
Anything else?
No, let me
We covered
check.
Quite a bit.
Yeah, okay. Well, I do want to tell you that we're working, staff is really working hard to get our checkbook online so that we'll be totally transparent. When we get this done, our payments to vendors for goods and services and payments to outside agencies per contracts will be online, travel reimbursement to employees, refunds to deposits.
Have a timeline on that?
We are hoping maybe be by the first of the year.
Okay. Right.
Hoping.
Yeah.
And don't tie me down to that one. But that's, we're hoping to move forward on that.
That would be pretty strong transparency.
Yes, and staff thinks it's very doable and is encouraged and is looking forward to getting it done. So we'll make sure the public knows when that's ready to be viewed.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure.
All right, Nancy Berry, she's the mayor of College Station. Visit the mayors on alternate Wednesdays.